Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It was cities in America that invented the political machine, one-party operations that choose who runs City Hall, with a little help from voters occasionally. Chicago has the Democratic machine, of course. They are all Democratic in the Windy City, right? And in this election season, the machines are geared up in races from Seattle to New York to Miami.
I love Atlanta. I grew up in this community. I'm Kasim Reed.
Hi, I'm Mike McGinn. I don't think this race is about style. I think it's about substance.
Francis looks at the city of Miami as his family. He's going to do what's right.
Only one candidate for mayor has already proven he's ready. Joe Loder.
Bill de Blasio will be a mayor for every New Yorker, no matter where they live or what they look like. And I'd say that even if he weren't my dad.
But this year, one-party rule has meant single-candidate contests for City Hall in at least two major American cities. Joining me now to talk about the controversy in these uncontested local races is Melissa Sanchez, City Hall reporter for El Nuevo Herald in Miami. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
And with me right here in Atlanta is Gene Bonner, State House reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Gene, welcome.
Great to be here.
So is it one-party rule here in Atlanta, Gene?
Well, you know, technically the race is nonpartisan. This election is a sharp contrast to Kasim Reed's first election, which was hardly fought. He had to go to a runoff, and then he ultimately won only by 700 points. And it's something that he actually almost says with a little bit of pride. You know, you can never count anyone out. You can never count anything out. To a certain extent, you could argue the fight was fought. You know, in the first time around.
And the voters don't necessarily have the appetite to do it again. And incumbency really means something here in Atlanta this time around.
Well, and I also think he has done a good job of carrying through with campaign promises and with tackling some big picture issues, but also some small issues. He likes to say he wants to do a number of small things well, and he has done that. One of the things that he's focused on is reopening all the recreation centers for kids, because he feels like that's a small thing, and yet it has all sorts of repercussions for the health of the city, crime, that kind of thing.
Small but very, very visible. Melissa Sanchez, is it one-party rule in Miami?
Well, like in Atlanta, it's supposed to be nonpartisan, but here everybody's Republican. It's a Cuban thing.
But
no, and what's happening here is pretty unique, because we had an opponent. We had a challenger to incumbent Mayor Tomas Regalado, but just 2.5 weeks ago, he suddenly dropped out of the race, claiming that it was because his wife has finally gotten pregnant after several years of trying. But in reality, his campaign had kind of fallen apart.
And political scandal is not something that people of Miami are, you know, I suppose they're not used to it, but it's very familiar, at least over the last two decades.
Yeah, I know it's incredibly familiar to voters here, especially because this candidate, Francis Suarez, his father had been removed from office for another voting fraud scandal back 10, 15 years ago. And I think folks here in Miami are really tired of politicians getting in trouble for voter fraud or for corruption. We just had three local mayors arrested on corruption charges, and another local mayor who is being investigated for tax evasion in relation to his loan shark deals.
We're talking with Melissa Sanchez, a City Hall reporter for El Nuevo Herald in Miami, and Gene Bonner, Georgia Public Broadcasting reporter, about mayoral races in Atlanta and Miami. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So to both of you, if there's a weariness in the electorate, does that affect the debates that should be going on civic issues that maybe aren't getting much profile, Melissa, this time around?
I think so. I mean, I think what's happened here is just a huge disservice to voters, because the incumbent, although he's popular with the elderly super voters who were used to coming out on the polls for Election Day in these municipal races, there's been some serious problems in the way the city has been run, especially in terms of the stability of its financial department. We have two ongoing SEC investigations currently. The Department of Justice just issued findings that the police department has engaged in unjustified shootings of Black people over the past few years. And these are issues that are no longer going to be debated. The incumbent mayor, although there's a couple of candidates that have no name recognition and no fundraising to their name, he doesn't have to defend himself, and he doesn't have to say what's going to happen next in the next 4 years. So I think it's problematic for voters who don't have any other choices. It's either the guy that we have now or nobody.
Gene Bonner, is the debate, the political debate in Atlanta, degraded by the lack of a challenger?
Well, certainly there are some key issues where Kasim Breed has had to make difficult decisions. To a certain extent, you could argue, you know, he kind of won't be accountable. The thing that I'm thinking of particularly is that the Atlanta Falcons want a new stadium. Now, it involves a number of people. It also involves the state to a certain extent. But Kasim Reed has been, you know, the chief negotiator on this deal. And certainly there's been a real grassroots effort to say, we don't think any public money should be used in this stadium. If the Falcons want a new stadium, you know, that's a private company. Let them build the stadium all by themselves. Now, in the end, the Falcons are putting forward money in order to buy property from churches on the land where he wants to build. But you could argue that there's really not going to be a referendum. And in fact, a group did try to put it to a referendum and just couldn't collect enough votes.
So no contest at City Hall in November in Miami and Atlanta means no real debate over these civic issues. Gene Bonner is a State House reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Gene, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Also, thanks to Melissa Sanchez, reporter for El Nuevo Herald. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.